Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. We've talked about a lot of different trees, but let's talk about the oak tree, our great oak tree, and all the healing that it does for us and for our forests, and as well for our animals. How many species do you think there are of oak trees? Well, the oak tree family is made up of 100 species. They make great shade, and they're beautiful in the fall, my favorite time of the year, just gorgeous colors. And this hardwood species also, for many, many decades and centuries, was actually named America's national tree in 2004. And this tree can also live for over 200 years. And it's really good for lumber and for food for our wildlife. And as I said, for shade for us and just beauty on our property and the landscape in general. If you see some really gorgeous oak trees out there in the farmlands and the hay barrels and the oak trees, just gorgeous. I had a really pretty oak tree that I just loved in between Minneapolis and Duluth. And I think it got struck by lightning after 25 years of looking at that tree. Every time I rode the highway, it actually was broken one day. And they also had a ladder on there, and it's just gorgeous scenery. We're looking at the oak tree, and what we also want to know about the oak tree is they can fit in any planting zone in the United States. They're up to 80 feet tall. And some of them actually get 80 feet wide as well. Could you imagine? They're such a gorgeous tree, and they're so big. They're perfect for tree houses. Sometimes they can get affected by oak wilt, and that's mostly up in the Midwest here. And oak wilt is present, and oak susceptible to wilt should not be pruned in the spring or early summer. And that's as the disease is especially active during that time of the year. So we don't want to, if you have a beautiful oak tree in your yard, that's kind of an idea what to do with it. The oak tree, have you seen the oak, like the acorns? Those are beautiful too, aren't they? You can make little friends with them. People say if you have an acorn, you always have a friend. Do you remember ever hearing that? In the acorn, they contain one seed and sometimes two or three, but very rare. But we do find those, don't we, when we sit under the oak tree, we find those acorns, and we can do a lot of projects with those too. A lot of great ideas, a lot of things we can do with our nature, and also beautifying our yards with a lot of these trees. Some of the benefits of having an oak tree. We are going to look at the herbal remedies of what our oak tree can do for our bodies, because what a gorgeous tree, and with those acorns and everything else that they give us. Let's see here. Ceremony, food, medicine, building structures. The oak is revered as a very sacred tree as well, and used as medicine for throughout our history and with our ancestors. Treating for bleeding, tumors, swelling, and dysentery. Also as a diuretic and an antidote for poison. They also made a snuff that they could use from the powder, and they crushed it from the roots, and it was used to treat tuberculosis. Isn't that incredible? The oak tree, the roots of the oak tree, the leaves, those also were used for promoting wound healing and also treating fevers. So every time you look at the oak tree, just think about all these different health issues that some of us have and our friends have. And what can this oak tree do for us? Because there's so many things that it does. It helps with reducing the inflammation and irritation, especially in our skin, in our mucous membranes, our soft tissue issues. The tendons that bind proteins in our tissue, making it barrier resistant to bacterial infections. So this oak tree is a lot healthier than just the mighty oak that we look at, how beautiful they are, because being sacred, being medicinal, being food, as well as our ceremonies, this tree has just been a part of our culture as the Ojibwes for our entire time. And I'm just very thankful for a lot of the things that our ancestors teach us, and for the earth still remaining that we still have oak trees, thankfully. So if you can do it, I suggest go ahead and plant a big oak tree in your yard, because they are gorgeous. Oak can also be used for loosening stools. And you can use it as a tea with the root bark, or you can extract it in your oil and a tincture. Now, these tea decoctions, they help with healing of the bleeding gums when you use it as a mouthwash, and the finely powdered dried part of the bark, the inner, very inner part of the bark, can also be used for nosebleeds. And did we say before that it can help with stool, and so it also helps relieve poor digestion. So that's excellent. And there's so much to tell you, because it just goes on and on and on. It reduces swelling, it prevents infection, it strengthens our tissues, and it also has been known to help heal internal ulcers. Because you know that we had our talk on ulcers and our stomach ulcers and our different ideas. So that's why I say that sometimes we'll hear it come across, and it's a plant that has helped with so many things, and you add it to your thoughts of your that you have ulcers, and you think, oh gosh, you know, this oak tree can help. Now, compresses can be made from the root bark, and this is going to help shrink hemorrhoids and varicose veins, as well as helping with some bruising. And it also, with this bark decoction, can also help you relieve sore throats, and you can gargle this and help with any type of sore throat that you may have, skin problems, rashes, or maybe you have some irritation and swelling. That also can be relieved with a compress made from the oak and the roots, bark, or the leaves. Cholera and gonorrhea leaves may be used fresh for first aid in the field as well. And if you're out in the wilderness and you have a cut, abrasion, a scrape, anything like that, you can use these leaves right off the tree and soften them by crushing them, and then you can apply them right to your wound as an antiseptic and a poultice to help reduce your swelling and irritation or any bleeding that may have happened. So that is so many things that the oak tree can do for us. It's amazing. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.